Good morning. It's one of those rare off-season podcasts that I wanted to make, and I wanted to give you my take on Josh Gattis being dismissed yesterday. I said it on Twitter yesterday in a little brief video, and I'll say it here. Josh Gattis' system did not fit here. He didn't have the personnel. He didn't have the players needed to run that scheme. And our offense regressed this year, this past season. Now we're looking for a new offensive coordinator. We'll have to see where that goes. But I'm thinking Marcus Arroyo looks like the odds-on favorite to get that job. I mean, he worked with Mario at Oregon for 3 years, from 2017 to 2019. And his offense is ranked in the top 25 nationally. He got a raw deal in Vegas. Let's be honest about that. In Las Vegas, he was 7-23 as head coach, but he got a raw deal in Vegas for that. I mean, you look at what this guy does. He recruits California and Texas very well. The latter especially is important to UM because it's Texas, and we've gotten players actually from both states, but Texas is the one we really want to get our foot back into again. So, based on that, I got to think Arroyo is a very serious candidate. Now, people have talked about Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen, Miami said no to him twice. Do you think the third time around is a charm? And this time, Dan Mullen does come to UM as offensive coordinator. Maybe Joe Brady. But I think Joe Brady is going to stay in the NFL. Now, two names that were mentioned in the space yesterday was Clint Kubiak, the assistant quarterbacks coach with the 49ers, and I believe Johnson, the quarterbacks coach for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I don't think either is coming. The latter, I'm thinking, because I was told the offensive coordinator there now might be in line to be a head coach. If not this cycle, definitely next cycle, and then they'll elevate Johnson to OC in Philadelphia. Kubiak, I don't see him getting that offensive coordinator job here. Now, some Oregon fans have mentioned Mario tends to handcuff the offensive coordinators. What, during his days at FIU and then in Oregon, now for year one here with Gattis, getting dismissed yesterday. This has been a pattern. And listen, I love Mario to death, and he recruits like a maniac. But when you talk about the offensive coordinators here at each stop have been handcuffed by Mario. I mean, Mario wants to run his system. I mean, his power run, his power spread. The thing is, right now, we don't have the personnel to run it. But we're getting the personnel to do it eventually. It's going to take time. And like I said, the fruits of Mario's labor will start to pay off. If not this year, definitely next. But, you know, you're going to start to see that. Get a system. Let Tyler Van Dyke grow. And let him become the quarterback we all think he's going to be. I mean, we have two good quarterbacks, Ja'Kari Brown and Emery Williams, who we recruited. And people say he's going to be the next great one here when it's all said and done. So, people talk about Cliff Kingsbury. Now, some reports yesterday said he landed at Opa-locka Airport. If you believe Beating the Bookie on Twitter, his tweet saying that he landed in Opa-locka. There's some issues with that. One, his girlfriend's in Thailand. And if you read the New York Post piece, Cliff Kingsbury was probably the one taking that photo in Thailand of his girlfriend there yesterday. If you look at the New York Post piece on that. So, I just don't see Cliff. Some people think he probably came in Opa-locka. Some say he has a vacation house in the Westchester area of Miami-Dade. Like I said, people think don't read too much into that. Aside from that, I just don't see him taking the UM job. I don't think he wants to be handcuffed by Mario's and what he wants to do with that. So we'll have to wait and see. Like I said, this off, if you believe one of their recruits from Arizona who's saying that he was told an offensive coordinator is going to be coming pretty quickly, I think this is going to get done in very short order because National Signing Day, the regular one, is on Wednesday. So you would have to think maybe in the next, I would say, 48 to 72 hours, we'll have an offensive coordinator in place. So let's see what happens there. And we'll talk again soon. Take care and go Canes.